This is the Everything Podcast, the most non-PC podcast of the PC era. Hey Lou, would you kindly drop a bomb on him?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you and welcome for joining me on this fine evening for the Everything Podcast. I am your host, Lou from the BX, a.k.a. Dominican Lou, a.k.a. Louis Balboa, a.k.a. your favorite podcaster's favorite podcaster, a.k.a. Bo Lou, that nigga, and I'm here. Welcome. Thank you for joining me once again. So, in case you already haven't noticed, this podcast sounds a little different. Now, that is going to be due to the fact that right now I am recording on the Anchor app. Yes, my podcast has migrated over to Anchor from Podbean, which means not too much difference for you if you've already been enjoying this show. It shouldn't really hinder your enjoyment of it, although I will say for the next couple of episodes until I figure out my mic situation, you might get a little difference in sound quality, but it will definitely be, audible for your ear holes, and some background issues aside and minor clicking here and there. Like, I think for this segment right now, my voice is super bassy. And that's just because I'm trying out different mics. I'm trying out no mics, different mics, indoors, outdoors. I'm trying to figure this thing out because I don't think sitting in front of my laptop and recording this show is viable anymore. Like, going through the whole process of the editing and the uploading the way I was doing, I just don't think it's viable anymore. Mind you, right now I'm literally sitting down in front of my laptop talking into my phone. So I'm basically doing the same thing with my mic literally sitting right next to me, but I haven't figured out yet how to get that mic plugged into this phone so that I can use it. Until I figure that out, we're going to have a little bit of issues with audio, but it shouldn't be anything too bad. If you can just bear with me for a couple episodes while I figure this shit out, everything will be peachy keen. So we're moved on to Anchor. I gotten away from Podbean. Anchor's a fantastic app. There's some great people on it, and the app is shaping up to be a monster, definitely a monster in the podcasting game, and I'm proud to be a part of the Anchor family. So here we are. It being on Anchor allows me a lot more freedom and flexibility in how I do this show and how I prepare it, how I put it together. It makes things so much easier for me. And for the time being, we're gonna ride this thing out. I'm happy. So it was very simple to just migrate everything over, which is always a good thing. It was very simple to do, so my whole show can be found on the Anchor app, and we're still on Apple Podcasts, we're still on Google Music and Stitcher, and right now I had to do a redirect, so as of right now, all my past shows you're still able to stream them on basically every other platform, but right now Anchor is doing the legwork for me and uploading everything into all the other servers, so in a few days I should be everywhere again, but for now I'm kind of just on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google, still on Spotify. I'm still on everything, to be honest with you, but I'm having a little technical difficulty on, like, that's why I want to get this episode out so I can see how the process is when I shoot it up, because I did a little announcement podcast which was like 2 seconds long, and it took a second for iTunes to get it on there. And I was getting a little worried. But it showed up. I just had to be patient. So that is the latest news that I have for you guys. And the format of this show is going to change a little bit. The content's going to change a little bit. But it's still going to be me, Lou from the BX, your boy. And I'm still going to be bringing that heat. So just stay tuned. Be merry. Be happy. As we charge into this new year, we're going to be kicking it old school, as the kids say. So, yeah, man. Stay tuned, ladies and gents. The Everything Podcast. We hear the original. The original, actually, Everything Podcast. There is no other. There's only this one. So, once you know that, you know. And I ain't going nowhere. Just in case anybody's listening. Yeah.
Yo, this your boy, the mayor, that DJ named Ace 5, your mom's favorite fat guy, and you are listening to the newest episode of the Everything Podcast with my boy, Lou from the BX.
Everything Podcast. Okay, guys, so can we sit down and have a discussion about, if you're standing, can you sit down with me for a second? I'm sitting. I think it's only fair that you sit. It's going to be kind of weird if I'm talking to you, I'm sitting, you standing. It don't make no sense. Can we rap a taste about my man Carmelo Anthony? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, but can we talk about Carmelo Anthony for a second? So, in case you're not up on the Carmelo Anthony saga, so he was in OKC last season. It didn't work out. He was quote-unquote traded to Atlanta, which was just going to lead to him getting his contract getting bought out so that he could go elsewhere. He ended up getting his contract bought out, was waived, ended up in Houston. And now, this year, the Carmelo Anthony Houston Rockets saga ended after 10 games, where Carmelo has posted his career low in scoring, in points, in rebounding, in steals, field goal percentage, and in basically every category that you can count. He's doing career lows. Now, I don't know what to think about this guy anymore, dude. Like, when, obviously I'm a Knicks fan, when the Knicks got Carmelo Anthony, I was ecstatic. We gave away quite a few young pieces and picks to get this guy. Some people say we could have waited till the offseason because he would have just become a free agent and we could have just signed him for money. Mr. Dolan decided to pull the trigger early and make it happen in the middle of the season before, just to be sure that we'd get him. And in retrospect, I can understand the move, but at the same time, a little patience never killed anybody. Well, it probably has, but you know, you can always armchair quarterback, armchair owner, looking at things from a distance with no stakes in. Of course, you can say the things that I say. But Dolan made a decision, whether you agree with it or not. It was a power move, brought Melo to New York. It was a big splash, big production. Him and Amari, Knicks are back. And it equaled to, I think we got to the moon. We made it, the farthest we did was get to the second round with that cavalcade of characters that we had on our team. The freaking continuous hamster wheel of New York Knicks players. So it was like love and hate. Because when we got him, I was ecstatic. And then once I realized who Carmelo Anthony was, and I don't mean personally, I just mean as a player, contributor, mentor, leader. You know, once I figured out what he was about, I became less and less a fan of his. Because as much as I like stars, I love to watch a team come together and compete and use all their strengths to help the player next to them grow. And that's how a team, you know, comes together and functions. But when you have a player who doesn't seem to believe in that and just wants theirs, that can be a big problem. So, again, big love-hate relationship with this guy. Towards the end of his stay in New York, I hated him. Once he was gone, I could care less. And I am now at the point where I can just sit back and laugh at things that happen. So, currently, as of December 1st, Carmelo Anthony is without an NBA team. No one is going near this guy. There were rumors that he was going to Miami. There were rumors he was going to the Lakers. There was even a kind of a bit of a rumor about places like Philly, Detroit, and Boston. Those were the teams, those were the five teams that I was hearing about, you know, that Melo could possibly be going to. He is currently on none of those teams, nor is he on any team. Carmelo Anthony is a free agent. He is a Ronin. He's sitting out there with no team. And no one is in any hurry to pick him up. A lot of NBA execs are saying they believe Carmelo Anthony has played his last game in the NBA. I find that very hard to believe. But the fact that no one snatched him up yet, not even for the minimum, because he doesn't really need a payout right now. He just needs to get on a squad. No one is picking this guy up. Nobody. It's kind of nuts. I mean, it's not like the guy is got nothing. He's got something. I would think that he could be a weapon, but there's got to be something about this dude that is rubbing people the wrong way. He's not. He didn't make it on the Rockets with his best friend. I mean, where else can you go? You're not a leader. You're not a, you know, you're not a mentor to the younger cats. You know, he doesn't want to come off the bench. I'm sure now he might want to come off the bench. It's just kind of, you know, I laughed at the beginning of this segment, but it's kind of sad that this dude, you know, he came into the league and he was this big dynamic player. He had all that success on Denver. And then it seems like once he left Denver, it was just, he never really found his niche, you know what I mean? And the thing is with Melo, you could never tell what he wanted. Like, he said he wanted to win a championship, but did he really? Do you feel that kind of intensity coming from him? Like, when you see LeBron and he says, I want a championship, you see him say that, you kind of know, like, yo, this dude is serious about that shit. He wants that fucking chip. I've only heard Melo talk about wanting to win a championship one time during a promo that he was sitting down and doing. I think it was Bill Russell and Amari and him. I think it was Bill Russell. I may be mistaken. And they were talking about, or maybe it was Willis Reed. I think it was Willis Reed, because they were talking about bringing a chip to New York. And they were both like, oh my God, if we could do that, that would be, you know, amazing or whatever. The great Robin Lundberg says, whoever is on the Knicks, whatever star comes to the Knicks and helps them win a championship, the statue of that player will erect itself in front of Madison Square Garden. That is how praised that person will be. And that's how, I mean, that person will be immortalized forever. That's how serious it is here. So, you know, when a player says, there's certain players who say, I want to win that ring, and you see that intensity coming from them and you know they mean it. I've never gotten that from Melo. I never have. And again, whether maybe I didn't see it, maybe I'm ignorant, I don't know. But he never seemed like the type of dude that really wanted to go after that ring and get it. And I think at the end of the day, that's what soured me on Melo in New York. Once he was gone, I was ecstatic. I was almost as happy when he left as I was when he got to the team, which is crazy. And I got to say, now that he's not on my squad and I don't got to worry about it anymore, it's like a weight off of my shoulders. That guy's not my guy. I don't got to stand that dude anymore. Looking at it from like the jilted romance that we used to have, it's just it's crazy to me that he's sitting there in free agency and nobody's picking him up. It says a lot, man. I mean, that basically tells the story right there. Carmelo Anthony, former Knick, once a Knick always a Knick. But it looks like he's played his last NBA game. Sad. Everything podcast. So what I'm gonna do right here is I'm not going to critique or break down the bars or go over and take a fine tooth comb and go over these lyrical miracle bars that Eminem just dropped. I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is plead with certain Mr. Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Eminem, you know, greatest rapper of all time, self-proclaimed. I want to plead with this young man. And I would like for you to just stop. Okay? Just stop. Stop. Just stop. Stop with these fucking nonsensical, no point having freestyles. You don't need to do this anymore. You are established. You have respect by the people who need to respect. And a need is the wrong word. The people who you want to respect you in this game, as a rapper, as a successful artist, respect you. Like, you got the respect of people like Rakim, Royce da 5'9", Special Ed, Master Ace. You have respect from, you know, Crooked Eye and people in the underground scene, mainstream people. You have respect from a plethora of people. You don't need to prove anything anymore, okay? You are not a young man anymore. This is a young man's game, that being hip-hop. You've done everything you've needed to do. You're literally the Rocky Balboa of hip-hop. You've won every championship. You've come back from every battle that you may have, you know, taken one on the chin. You've come back, annihilated your opponent, and have continued to do what you want to do and do it your way. I mean, you've done everything. You've gone gold, you've gone platinum, double, triple platinum, whatever. You've done everything you need to do. So when I hear, when I'm heading to my house, I'm driving home, and I hear, yo, Eminem just dropped a fucking 11-minute freestyle. Immediately, I'm like, oh, shit, what? Word? This nigga just dropped an 11-minute freestyle. I gotta hear this shit. Go find it. start listening to it. And before I even listen to it, there's an article attached to it because I saw it on a social media post. And it's like, Eminem releases 11-minute freestyle rivaling Black Thought. I was like, whoa. Rivaling Black Thought's freestyle? Because that freestyle that Black Thought dropped, that's some legendary... I mean, that's some fucking Night of the Living Dead, Roman Empire type shit that he dropped. He dropped something that is implausible a human being could do. He spit a fucking 10-minute freestyle, no breaks, on live fucking radio, and it was 10 minutes of fire. Okay? That's what Black Thought did, if you didn't know. So, when I see Eminem drops 11-minute freestyle rivaling Black Thoughts from a year ago, I gotta check this out. And I plug it in, get myself all comfortable in my car, turn the shit up mad loud. First thing I hear is Eminem explaining what he feels freestyling or battling is. Yo, I think battling is always been, and this is not verbatim, obviously, because I'm just remembering what I heard 20 minutes ago. Freestyling to me is, battling to me is just saying whatever, destroying your opponent, and you could do anything and say anything. I'm like, okay, all right. That's how we're gonna start this. That's the mindset. All right. So you getting ready? I'm getting ready to hear you destroy some motherfuckers right now. If that's what you're saying, if that's how you're starting this thing off, talking about explaining what battle rap means to you, destroying motherfuckers lyrically and saying anything and everything to just destroy people. All right, cool. Let's get it. Let the shit play. And here this nigga goes. I'm battling, rattling, mecattling, fat maddling, battling, and rapping, capping, and I'm rapping and dappening. What the fuck? What the fuck is this nigga talking about? I'll give you props, Eminem. I will give you props. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful here either, okay? But I'm gonna give you props in the fact that you are probably, without a doubt, the best rhymer of random words that there has ever been. Like, I don't think that there's anybody who can, as well as you can, just stop and start spitting and have your mind grab these words that sound the same or even similar and saying them in a way that makes them rhyme. Like, I don't think that there's anybody better at that than Eminem. Like, just being able to rhyme like plumber with bummer and summer and hummer and whatever. I don't know, like, just being able to do that kind of shit. Being the plumber in the summer and getting a hummer in my... Like, the fact that he could do that shit, that's a skill, you know? And I give him props. I give him all the props in the world at being able to do that, you know, off the top, okay? But when you do that for 10 straight minutes... And there's no focus to what you're saying, or there's no message to what you're saying. And no, nigga, don't try to tell me that you know you missed the message in that. There's no fucking message in that. This nigga just spit 10 minutes of nonsense. Okay? That's what he just spit. Literally 10 minutes of complete nonsense. There was no... You have a stop sign, sir. But don't worry, just go ahead, go right ahead. It's 10 minutes
of nonsense. He talked about Justin Bieber. He talked about fucking, who's that bitch? Casey Anthony. Why are you still talking about her? He talked about Ariana Grande. But all he did was just say those names because they rhymed with some other shit that he was just trying to make a rhyme with. Like, there was no, there was nothing to what he was saying. So I just, all this rappity rap, lyrical miracle shit is that shit is not the move, bro. That's not the move anymore. Back in the day, you got away with that shit because it just, it was what it was and it sounded hot. But when motherfuckers drop freestyles nowadays, they have something to say. And just listening to this man string words together randomly and then stop and it sound like he's gonna fucking cry. I don't think anybody's here for that anymore. I'm not here for it. I'm not trying to hear Eminem crying to the mic. I'm not trying to hear this rapidy rap lyrical miracle shit. I'm not. It's just, it's disappointing. I'm more disappointed than anything else. And who am I? I'm no one to be, I'm no one special that I need to be, you know, impressed by something Eminem's done. Eminem's been on top of the world. He still is on top of the world, really. He's loaded. Again, very respected in the game. Actor, rapper. Okay? But I just, I need you to stop. I need you to end this shit, this lyrical miracle bullshit. Stop doing it. No more freestyles. If you're going to put out a freestyle, holla at a nigga. Talk about somebody and say words. Like this fucking sitting in my car by the lake, feeling displayed and dismayed. At the same time, I want to get laid in the Hummer in the tollway zone, sitting on the guest spot. Want to be next in line for the hip-hop crown. I want to be down for the cause. Like, nigga, you are not saying anything worth any kind of value. You should be spitting some shit. Like, at this point, I should be sitting back with my hand on my chin like, God damn. Did you hear what that nigga just said? Like, that's in the space I should be. Listening to something Eminem drop. If Eminem is dropping an 11-minute freestyle, I should be sitting back in wonderment. Like, yo, you gotta hear this shit. And it's just not, that's not what it is anymore. We're not in that space. It's sad. It's sad, bro. I can't, like, I'm embarrassed that I just, because I saw that. I just saw that. Freestyle dropped. I copied the link and I sent that shit to like 4 people because I haven't heard anything about it yet. You know, it came out late last night, I guess. People still haven't. The first time me seeing it today was on a random social media page and I haven't seen it anywhere else. So I sent it out to some people and I'm now embarrassed that I sent it out with this fervor. Of like, oh my God, oh my God. And I sent it out like, yo, check this out. And now I listened to it twice, back to back. And it's like, wow, what the fuck did I just listen to? And that's where we stand today with Mr. Marshall Mathers. So please, sir, I need you to just stop.
This is your boy Lou from the BX, aka Louis Schmurda, on my New York shit right now, and I just want to let y'all know, take a second out of the day to let you know, in case you were wondering, this is the original Everything Podcast. The Everything Podcast. This show is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Music, Spotify, TuneIn Radio. Basically, anywhere you can get fine podcasts, you will find this show. The Everything Podcast, hosted by the one and only Lou from the BX, a.k.a. Louis Schmurder, Louis Balboa, Bo Lou, your favorite podcaster's favorite podcaster, the Loose Cannon of podcasting, hitting the one-man show. There's nothing like it. This is it. The buck stops here. The Everything Podcast. Yeah. Everything Podcast, baby. So, before I come through here with my grand finale, let me just address a certain political pundit named Bill Maher. So, obviously, when my ideas for this episode of the Everything Podcast were kind of rolling through my head, I was planning on doing something in regards to Stan Lee, who passed away last week. Stan Lee, before I start anything, Stan Lee is basically, I would say he's like my, a really cool uncle that I had in my life, maybe like a distant stepdaddy who spent a good chunk of time in my childhood and in my psyche. Stan Lee's creations, and obviously, before somebody decides to come and finger fuck my, you know, my idea here. Yes, we know Stan Lee wasn't the only one who created these characters. Jack Kirby also had a hand in many things. There's a lot of Bill Sienkiewicz. I mean, there's plenty of people out there who helped create this universe of characters, but come on. As far as, you know, the zeitgeist is, Stan Lee has played a gigantic part in our childhood, for the most part. A lot of people like me, a lot of nerds, blurds, you know, we've grown to love that man over these many, many years that he spent with us. He was the absentee father who was always around for a lot of us. And that's some real shit. I love Stan Lee. I love thinking back on my childhood and reading so many of his creations and reading a bunch of his so many of his stories and having them sit with me for all these many years into my adult life, and now I'm enjoying them again on the big screen. It's just like, you gotta have love for that man. And you know, the outpouring of support on social media that he was receiving, it was as sad as it was that he passed away. He lived a very full life, man. He was, you know, fucking 90s, dude. The guy, he lived a very full life. Yes, it was very sad that he passed away, but come on, man. We'll be lucky to hit 90 years, man. God bless him. So, the outpouring of support on social media, it was crazy. Just to see so many other people who felt the same way as I did and had the same level of respect for this dude. People from all walks of life, people who've gone through all kinds of shit. Just to see the outpouring of support was a wonderful thing. And then, of course, as always, what do we always gotta have? We always gotta have a couple of haters. There's always gotta be a couple of haters. And Bill Maher, who obviously is the host of an HBO show, he's extremely famous. He's very opinionated. usually he goes out and off about, you know, political commentary and stuff like that. he decided to throw his, he used his platform to make some generalizations about, you know, Stan and not so much Stan Lee, but he used Stan Lee's death to propel forward his idea that people who like comics or comic book movies are, they lack intelligence, basically, is what he was trying to get across. First of all, if Stan Lee was alive to hear that shit, he would have given you a fantastic and classy rebuttal. I am not going to do that same thing. So, although the comments weren't directly aimed at Stan Lee, it was obviously, he didn't mean to insult them, but he definitely shit on basically all of us. So he put a blog post out and after Stan Lee's death, and he was basically portraying Stan Lee's legacy as little more than a decades-long glorification of escapism. He wrote in his blog post, "I have nothing against, quote, I have nothing against comic books. I read them now and then when I was a kid and I was when I was all out of Hardy Boys. But the assumption everyone had back then, both the adults and the kids, was that comic books were for kids. And when you grew up, you moved on to big boy books without pictures." He then said about superhero movies that they're based on to modern adults' refusals to grow up and function in the real world. So, after he said that, and social media went crazy and went after this man, he was on, what show was he on? I want to say Bill O'Reilly, but I don't think that's the show he was on. I think it was Larry King. Was he on Larry King? Hold on. Yeah, he was. He did an interview with Larry King a couple days after that. And you would think that he'd get on there and be like, yo, you know, I didn't mean to insult this guy. It's not what I meant. You know, my bad, whatever. And kind of clarify his, you know, his point. He didn't do that. So, what he ended up saying was this, he was trying to clarify his earlier comments, and he says, what I was saying is a culture that thinks comic books and comic book movies are profound meditations on the human condition is a dumb fucking culture. And for people to get mad at that just proves my point. Now, here's the thing. I don't disagree with that statement. Totally. And again, you got us fucked up if you think that we think comic book movies are a profound meditation on human condition. What fucking movie is a profound meditation on human condition? No, they're movies, you dumb fuck. Okay? So he says, for people to get mad at that just proves my point. Unfortunately, Larry King decided to kind of bring politics into the situation and during this interview, and Marr stepped right into that, and he goes, I don't think it's a huge stretch to suggest that Donald Trump could only get elected in a country that thinks comic books are important. So basically, he wasn't shitting on Stan Lee. What he was doing was basically shitting on comic books, comic book culture, and the people who love these comic books. Because he doesn't seem to understand that group, so why not marginalize them? Because I don't understand. Mind you, he says he used to read comic books when he was a kid, and he grew out of it. That didn't sound like an apology to me. It definitely was not an apology. And, you know, again, if Stan Lee were here to hear that, he would have come up with something very classy to say. I finished it off with an Excelsior and kind of made this man look foolish. Again, I'm not that guy. So to Bill Maher, I will just say, very politely, go fuck yourself. Take your opinion, fold it up, shine it up real nice, turn it sideways, and stick it straight up your candy ass. You are allowed to have whatever opinion you want. That's what's great about this country. But for you to try to marginalize us comic book fans and put us in a bubble like we're idiot little kids who are just clapping like trained seals at a screen because there's comic books being portrayed on screen. Like, you know, comic books have gotten people through, you know, alcoholism, child abuse, you know, loneliness, gender identity issues, anything that you can name of that young a young person growing up has had any kind of awkwardness, they've been able to identify with a lot of these characters because a lot of these characters are based off of kids like that. Kids who, Peter Parker was a fucking nerd, he was picked on, and then he was granted these powers and then he used them to better himself, to make himself a millionaire. No. He knew that with this power he had to have, I don't want to use the line because it's corny, you all know the line, I'm not going to say it, but he knew that he got these powers and he needed to use them to do the right thing. You know what I mean? And he never capitalized on them. That's a great lesson to learn when you're a fucking kid. Okay? Because the first thing you'd want to do as a kid is go, woohoo, I'm freaking, I could swing, I could do all these things, I'm super strong, I'm going to go join the football team, go into the NFL, and not tell anybody and just run everybody over, make millions. There's lessons to be learned from comic books. They're not all just, you know, it's not all glitz and glamour out here. This is not a, we're not, you know, some group that you could just put in a box and fucking put away and just, that's the thing that I can't stand when people just try to, like, our culture, like, we're all nerds in this shit. Nerds, blurds, all of us all together. Girls, boys, fucking whatever you choose to identify yourself as. We're all a little family here. So nobody can just come and wipe their fucking wand over us and try to wipe us all out and try to claim that we're all one thing. No, they're just a bunch of stupid comic book nerds. They don't know shit. Keep thinking that way, fucking old man. You're gonna see. You're gonna end up with your head between your legs, kissing your own ass goodbye. So, I was a lot more angry about this a couple days ago. Now that I've had a couple days to stew, I could just, you know what? Fuck you. That's basically all I got to say about that dude. Fuck a Bill Maher. Kiss my ass. Prick. Fucker.
What up, what up? It's your boy DJ Joe Black, and you're now listening to the world famous Everything Podcast with your boy Lou from the BX.
So, before we wrap up this episode actually, 54 of the Everything Podcast, before we wrap this up, I would just like to address the situation. I was going to take the high road, you know what I'm saying? I was going to take the high road, but I figured, why? Might take the high road. Why take the high road? So, it's come to my attention that there is another pretender to the throne. You see, I try to do it at least once or twice a month. I go on social media and I go into my own hashtags and I search. I search for the Everything Podcast. I go into Instagram and I type in the Everything Podcast and I see what pops up. And this happened to me last year, where I ran into a pretender, and I promptly messaged this person And, you know, they looked at my page, they saw, you know, I've been doing this for years. And they were like, damn, okay, we see you've been doing this for a while. We'll change our names, no worries. And they immediately changed their name to something else. All good. No problem. Well, a couple weeks ago, not like 2 weeks ago, I was found myself once again searching. And what happens? I find yet another pretender to the throne. Someone else calling themselves the Everything Podcast. And I see they've got about 3 whole episodes done. Ooh, 3 episodes. So, took a look at their page. Went and took a look at the names that were tagged in the bio. I didn't really see too much. Don't know nobody look like they about shit. And I figured, let me send these guys a message. You know, they just started. Obviously, they'll see my page and look at my hashtags and they'll know I'm all over. Kind of hard to miss me. So I messaged the page itself, which is called the Everything Podcast, by the way. So I go to message them. I go, hey, what's up? They message me back literally going, yeah, what's up? Like, what do you want? Type shit. So I'm like, well, I notice we have something in common. And this person replies to me, oh, yeah. And we noticed that too. And they just left it at that. I'm like, okay. So, you know, what are we going to do about this? I mean, before I started the show, I searched and Googled and made sure there was no other Everything Podcast before I decided to start calling myself that. So this motherfucker has the nerve to respond to me and say, oh yeah, hey, we did the same thing and we didn't see anything, so we figured we were good on our end. Word. 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 You searched. You didn't see me. You Googled me. You didn't see the Everything Podcast was the first thing that popped up on Stitcher. You didn't see my show, bitch nigga. Okay. So what I did is I sent them a, let me Google that for you, with the Everything Podcast. And the first 5 things that you see are all me. I didn't pay for those. That shit came naturally because I've been there and I've been doing this. So how are you going to tell me that you Googled the name of my show and you didn't see anything? You're gonna lie straight to my face. So I sent them a let me Google that for you link that searches the Everything Podcast for you. I was then promptly blocked. What are you gonna do? Niggas gonna block you, niggas is gonna block you. It's cool. You know, keep it calm, humble. You know, don't freak out. I've got 3 or 4 other Instagram pages, so I went right back to their page. I noticed they didn't write anything inflammatory. They didn't try to diss me, you know. I'm like, all right. You know, I searched them on iTunes. It took me a while to find them. They were way under my name because my name popped right up. And theirs was down there, you know, under me. Go to their page. They got, you know, a little 5 reviews. I left them a little 5-star review. I'm not a hater, you know what I'm saying? Not a hater. I'm not going to go leave you a 1-star review, even though it seems like I got another 1-star review. I wonder where that came from. But again, I'm not a hater, bro. I'm not going to play that game. I'm not going to tell all my peoples to go find you and leave you a 1-star review. Like, why? Why am I going to do that for? I don't bear no malice, nigga. I don't have hate in my heart. You know what I mean? I bear no malice. I just want people to do the right thing. You feel me? Like, if I started a show and someone reached out to me and was like, yo, hello, you're using the name of my show. I've been doing this for 2 years. I've got over 700 something posts with this hashtag on it. you search the hashtag the Everything Podcast and all you see is my posts, can you, like, you know, I'll be like, damn, you know what, my bad, I'll change the name, no worries, don't worry about it, just off of GP, because I don't want to have brand confusion, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't want somebody looking for me, and then they find someone else, and then they're like, oh, I don't, you make things too complicated for people, they're not going to do it. So I don't want to have this confusion where someone goes to look for me and they find something else. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying I got the biggest following or any of that shit. But if I've been putting in the work for almost 3 years with that hashtag where you click on the Everything Podcast hashtag and mad shit pops up that I've posted, why would I want somebody to jump off of my shit? You know? Want some happy-go-lucky ass niggas just to come and start using the Everything hashtag podcast, and now all of a sudden everybody who's searching on that from me is seeing their shit now. Like, I don't want that. No, I'm not doing promos for you, nigga. No, that's not how this works. And I don't mean to come across like this petty, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to get in my feelings about this. But it's like, yo, I gave it a couple days, then I gave it a week, then I gave it 2 weeks, you know, another representative from that page reached out to me, because I guess I posted something that they got a little scared, which rightfully so, you should have, and they're like, yo, is everything all right? And I'm like, well, you fucking people blocked me. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Like, oh no, it's you know, we don't want any issues, you know, it's cool. We're the Everything Podcast, but we're based on this magazine that we do. You ain't doing no magazine, bro. Just fuck out of here. Listen. Today is December 1st. I am going to give you 31 days to change your name. I know you're listening to this shit. You don't even gotta respond to me. Don't say nothing to me. I don't wanna hear shit. And if you wanna ignore this message, go ahead and ignore it. But I'm gonna tell you something. You have 31 days to change your name. And if you do not change your name in 31 days, I'm gonna have it changed for you. And if you don't change it after that, you will not be allowed to continue. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I'm not talking about no gangster shit. I'm talking about real life shit. This is real shit right now. You know, I had time to think about this. Again, I didn't want to be that guy. I don't want to use big fancy words, but I'm giving you 31 days. And after those 31 days, if I do not see any changes, if I see you still trying to use that hashtag, if I see you still trying to use the name, I'm gonna have my people call your people. And that's all I'm gonna say. So let the fucking fun begin. Alright? I didn't want to play hardball. Unfortunately, it seems like that's all motherfuckers know how to do. So, tú quieres ser estúpido? Deja de ser estúpido. You're going to get it either way. And everybody's going to know that this shit right here is the Everything Podcast. The Original Everything Podcast with your boy Lou from the BX, and that is fucking facts.